You're listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, Taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really glad to have Dale Ginn with me. He's a geologist and vice president of exploration for Bonterra Resources, and he's also a director of that company. Well, Nav Dhaliwal was scheduled to be my guest today, but he's traveling, and so Dale, who is really closer probably to the day-to-day details of the exploration side than Nav, is with me, and I've known Dale for a number of years, so it's really a pleasure to welcome him again to this show. Thanks for joining me, Dale.
Well, thanks a lot for having me, Jay.
It's always good to talk to you. Remember, many years ago, we were talking about some projects that you were working on. I should tell our listeners, the stock trades under the symbol BTR in Canada. You can buy it in the States under the symbol BONXF, as I have. 228 million shares at about 31 cents U.S. when I looked a little earlier today, giving it a market cap of around 72 million in U.S. money. Nav Dhaliwal was on this show in March, quite a few interesting things have taken place on the company's Gladiator project, including some very strong assays, a very positive metallurgical study, and an announcement that Bonterra will be, at least there's an agreement between Bonterra and Metador for Bonterra to acquire that company. So those are some of the things I want to ask you about, Dale. And let's start with the metallurgical results, because as I recall, just looking at them superficially anyway, they were very positive. Could you comment on the metallurgy for the Gladiator project?
Sure. You know, what we've shown with the metallurgical studies is that it's a very clean, high gravity milling type of an ore. So we were getting up to 77% in gravity recovery only, and then once you put your standard flotation circuit in, you're getting to up to 99%, but in the sort of 97 to 99% range overall. And no surprise to us, just visibly from what we saw of the ore, but basically, what it means is it's a cheaper, cleaner type of an ore to mill, and your standard gold circuit will get up to 99%, and then, of course, with 75+% in gravity, that mm-hmm. just requires a gravity circuit only without any additional reagents or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It also leaves open the possibility of just producing a concentrate and having the ability to ship a concentrate to an existing mill, which would eliminate the need for cyanide on site. So it just just gives us a lot of options, and it's going to be on the cheaper side, in terms of the processing costs.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe when you mentioned the possibility of producing a concentrate and shipping it to the site, maybe now's a good time to ask you about the talked about acquisition of Metanor Resources. I know that company well. I've had it in my newsletter. I've been on the project. I've been at the mill. How far is that mill from your project, from the Gladiator?
It's about 100 kilometers. And we have road access already to their mill site at the Bachelor project. Mm-hmm. So it's about 100 kilometers to the north of our Gladiator. And another deposit that Metanor has been developing called Barry mm-hmm. is only 8 kilometers to the west of our Gladiator deposit. So they all tie in nicely together.
Well, that's very interesting, because I can tell you years ago there was some discussion. They actually had sent some ore down to the mill from Barry, down to their mill at Bachelor. And there was some discussion in those days of possibly doing a concentrate and sending the concentrate down to the mill because they were milling the high-grade material right there at the Bachelor Mine. So that's very interesting. I find that very interesting. Well, Dale, I guess it was just, what, a week or so ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, that the announcement came that that there was an agreement. I think it's a friendly acquisition, as I understand it, of Metanor Resources. It was to be purchased at 73 cents. I noticed the stock, Metanor stock, is trading below that now, quite a bit below that. Does that make any sense?
Not really. I think, you know, it's a quiet time, and we're both mm-hmm. juniors. So, yeah. You know, almost by design, I think it's a bit under the radar. Mm-hmm. We'll come out, you know, in the fall with a very, very strong three high grade gold deposit company that, you know, with an established mill, mm-hmm. Which puts us leagues ahead of any of the competitors in terms of, you know, how soon can a new deposit get into production in mm-hmm. that area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. And it's my understanding that the mill at Bachelor Lake could probably be expanded fairly significantly with relatively low amount of CapEx. So anyway, this made a lot of sense to me, especially when I realized that a large shareholder of Metanor was Eric Sprott and Kirkland Lake, as is the case with your company, with Bonterra. And so it seems to me that maybe there's something bigger, you know, the somewhat mid-sized fish comes along and swallows a little guy, and then that fish gets swallowed up possibly by somebody big like Kirkland Lake. I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just dreaming, but this is something that looks very interesting to me, and it just seems like maybe there's something like that in the cards, but I suppose you can't comment on that.
No, I mean, what we're doing is, like, obviously we have some very good common shareholders, right, with mm-hmm. Kirkland Lake, Eric Sprott, Van Eck, and we've got the support of them in doing this deal.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's a job of every junior to find and develop deposits and consolidate and de-risk projects, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sure, if someone with bigger, you know, bigger pockets and bigger capacities can come along, that's fine, right?
Yeah, it could be. It looks very exciting to me, and it's one more reason of many that I've personally thought it might be a good idea to own some shares of Kirkland Lake. But that's another story completely. Well, let me get let's get back to the Gladiator project then, back that you're working on. And you know, you have 273,000 ounces, grading 9.4 grams per ton, and that was from dimensions of on strike 200 meters, I believe, and a depth 200 meters. You've been reporting since I last talked to your company when I talked to Navin in March. You've been reporting ongoing, very strong, very consistently on strong assays coming from the Gladiator. Have those been mostly infill? Have there been some step outs there? And what has been the objective of the exploration project on the Gladiator since March?
Well, sure. We've been going strong. You know, that first 200 by 200 meter long by 200 meters at depth. That size really was a starting point for us. We've now increased the size along strike to over 1 kilometer, and mm-hmm. we've drilled as deep as 1.2 kilometers in depth. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the key thing, I think, is that we've had very consistent results. We've identified 5 parallel zones, and we've, you know, the bulk of the drilling's been now, since March, has been sort of targeting, you know, areas where there was less information to firm mm-hmm. up a new resource that we plan to have out sort of in the last half of this year. And, yeah, so overall dimensions, you know, you've got a kilometer-long zone by, say, between 800 meters and a kilometer deep, and then there's 5 different parallel zones within that. And you know, you get kind of average widths of about 2 meters, mm-hmm. and a nice steep dip and concise contacts on these zones. So it's a very, you know, identifiable, definable vein style, mm-hmm. with good geometry. So it sets up very nicely for a very efficient underground mining situation, because, you know, ultimately with those five parallel zones, you'll have a high ounce per vertical meter count.
Mm-hmm. Would we be wrong in suggesting that if you've got dimensions five times greater, that you might expect something in the order of five times more in terms of ounces and some similar grades, if you have similar grades?
Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of range for sure that we're looking at. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you're very near surface here too, aren't you?
Yeah, the zones all start at surface, and mm-hmm. the bulk of what we have defined is so far is going to be above 500 meters deep.
Mm-hmm. You expect the resource, Dale? When do you expect to update this? I think it's in the last half of the year, sometime towards the end of the year.
Last half of the year, you know, October-ish. It's just mm-hmm. kind of depending on, you know, our consultant and how long it's going to take, and when we cut off the data that goes into it. But definitely, you know, last half of this year, in the October, beginning of November time frame.
Okay, now you've just recently announced an option to acquire 70% of a property called the Duke property, which is contiguous with the Gladiator. Could you comment on that just a bit? How much do you know about that? And I'm assuming that it probably strikes the structures continue on to the Duke property, or at least that's the possibility.
Yeah, I mean, that property was contiguous to the north and of our Gladiator property, and then there was a indent that they had. We called it the gap, but basically, you know, you could project our own Gladiator zone towards that gap. So mm-hmm. by doing this deal, we allow ourselves to explore both the west extension of the Gladiator deposit and the east-northeast extension, which go into the Duke ground. Mm-hmm. And then the Duke ground itself is also very prospective. There's a known deposit called, was called Zone 18. I think we're going to rename it to Two Lions. Mm-hmm. But it looks similar to Gladiator and, you know, smaller, just because there's not much data at this point.
Mm-hmm. But, sure.
You know, so it allows for us to spend the money and to further the property. And then by the Bowfield side retaining a portion, they obviously benefit from that as well.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of money, how well-funded are you? I think the last time we talked to Nav, he had enough money in the till to take you through this year and possibly pretty far into next year. Is that still what you're seeing?
Yes, that's correct. We're well-funded through the resource and beyond into next year at this point.
Mm-hmm. All right, so after you get the, what would be the next step? You're going to come up with a new resource. Might there be some economic studies done at some point in the near future, next year sometime perhaps?
Yeah, absolutely. Next steps, you know, are going to be, you know, PEA-type economic analysis of the resource that we put out, and then you'd go into sort of deposit evaluation, bulk mm-hmm. sampling, put some development in, underground development into it, and mm-hmm. see it, and you know, get some bulk sampling done. You know, and this whole process is a lot more streamlined by us effectively, you know, adding a mill to Bontera.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. Yeah, I mean, it all seems to come together and make a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense to me, Dale. I'm really excited for you. It looks like you're on to something very significant here, obviously. And I don't think the market fully appreciates what you're doing. So that's why I think there's most certainly likely to be some upside from the share price from these levels. And I just wish you all the best. Anything else you'd like to add before we conclude our discussion today?
No, I just think we're doing, you know, I hope we're doing the proper correct things that a successful junior should do, you know, in mm-hmm. terms of developing and new deposits and de-risking and consolidating land. It completely makes sense to me, and I think you're right. I think the market will understand by the fall and start to put it all together.
I think so too, and certainly it doesn't hurt to have the likes of Eric Sprott and Kirkland Lake behind you and some of those other names that you mentioned. Dale, thank you so much for being with us, and I hope that we can speak again sometime soon.
Anytime, Jay. It's a pleasure. My pleasure, for sure.
Likewise. Okay. Thank you, Dale. All right, folks. Well, don't go away. We're going to be right back with Jeff Clark to discuss why the Russians' rapid decline in U.S. Treasury holdings might be a significant event. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Jeff Clark.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Noble Resources Corp. trades on the OTCQX under the symbol NSRPF and on the TSX Venture Exchange under NVO. Its flagship assets are located in the Karratha region of Western Australia, where they are currently drilling and trenching their Perdies Reward Project. In addition, Novo has partnered with Sumitomo Mining Corporation to advance its Beaton's Creek Gold Project toward production. With over $70 million in cash and strong shareholder support from the likes of Kirkland Lake Gold, Novo is well on its way to establishing itself as one of the top junior explorers and developers in Australia.
Have you become a member yet? Sign up now to become a member of Voice America. It's always free and easy. Plus, you get to take advantage of some great member benefits. Get unlimited access to millions of hours of on-demand content across all of our channels. Keep track of your favorite episodes, shows, and hosts in your own customizable library. Find out what shows you might be interested in based on your favorites. Plus, you get insider access with our newsletter. Membership gives you more. Sign up at voiceamerica.com and click register at the top right.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.